So I was asked to discuss the issue of kissing the mezuzah. This is a fairly universal Jewish practice these days, that when a Jew enters into a place that has a mezuzah, we put our hand over the mezuzah and we kiss the mezuzah. We kiss our hand, actually, that has the kedusha residue of the mezuzah on it. So the question is that was presented was, is this a halacha? Is this a minhag? Is this unnecessary? Is it, just a strange practice, ba'alma? So there's not much written on it. So al regalachas, I would tell you that you can't claim that there is a chiyuv to kiss the mezuzah. That's for sure, you know, a statement of fact that it doesn't say anywhere in the Gemara and the Rishonim that you have to kiss the mezuzah. However, it's not so simple that it's not a real inyan either, because if you look in Shulchan Aruch, in Yerideya, in Simon Resh Pehei, that's a short two-sif simon called Schar Mitzvahs Mezuzah. So there, the Ramah quotes Yesh Omer. This is straight out of the Maharil. Yesh Omer, kisha adam yotzim in abayis, yaniach yado al mezuzah. There are some who say that when a person leaves the house, he should place his hand over the mezuzah. V'yomer, and he should say, Hashem yishmor tseisi v'chule. Right? And that's, so if you look in the Darkei Moshe, the longer version of it, it's a play on the pasuk in Tehillim, Hashem yishmor tseischol v'yecha me'atav yad olam. And you just personalize the pasuk, and you should say, right, and he quotes the Medrash, he quotes B'Shem the Maharil, where he quotes the Medrash, Sheyomer Hashem Yishmor Tseisi Uvoi Me'ata V'Yad Olam. Right, and then further, the Ramah quotes, the Inyan Hanachas Yad Shekosav Muzkar Behedya B'Perakama Davodazar Daf Yud Aleph Amid Aleph. So what's he talking about over there? That he says, oh, this idea of putting your hand on the mezuzah is a Beferish Gemara. So he's referring to the story of Unkelus, right? The Gemara in Maseches Avodah Zarah, Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, has what is a well-known story of Unkelus Ager. I'm not going to go through the whole story for this purposes. It's a very interesting story, and just in terms of understanding it, how it actually was something that convinced people of anything. It's something which is worthy of our a real Tzarech Iyun to try to understand the Pshat and the Gemara properly. So basically, over there, we're holding by the third set of guards who came to take Unkelus into custody. It says Hodar Shodar Gundachriti Abasre Amar Lahu Lo Tishdoi Midi Bahade. So he sent another group of guards, and they said, "Don't speak to him at all." Kinak Dele Vaazli. So they grabbed him and they took him out. Chaza Mezuzasa Demancha Pischa. Right. So they saw the mezuzah was resting on his doorpost. So Osiv Yade Allah, he placed his hand upon it, Va'amr Lahu, and he said to them, "My high, what is this?" Right? So Amrulay, they said to him, Emalon At, why don't you tell us what you just did? Meaning he said, like, wow, why did I just do that? And they said, You tell us why you did it. Amr Lahu. Minhago Shalala Melch Basavidam Yoshe mi bifnim vavada mishamrim osomi bachutz. Right, says the minig is that the guards guard the king from standing outside the room, and the king hangs out inside the room. Right, but when it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his servants they relax, they enjoy themselves inside the house, and Hashem stands and guards them from the outside of the house. Shenemar Hashem yitzshmor tzeisecho voyecha me'ata vi'ad olam. Fine, so. So he quotes the pasuk, Hashem nishmor tzeischol ve'achom etav ve'ad olam. So igiur, they were all megayer. They liked this very much, and they were convinced to be megayer. Fine. So that su lo shader basre, he didn't send any more guards to try to bring Unkelus into custody. So fine. Unkelus was the world's greatest kirov worker. He was makariv all of these over the avodah zarah to become Jews. But when I saw that is the story of putting your hand on the mezuzah. Unkelus put his hand on the mezuzah, and he quoted the pasuk to them to explain why he was doing it. So the Maharil quotes this idea that it's a proper practice to place your hand on the mezuzah and say the pasuk of Hashem Yishmor Tzeisi Ovoi Me'atav Yad Olam. We know, so the Gemara is saying, there's this inyan of shmira that we get from the mezuzah, and we should make ourselves aware of it. We should touch the mezuzah properly and make sure that we are able to. Now, it's an interesting thing. Once in a very long while, you'll find that somebody has a mezuzah cloth without a mezuzah case. So Rabbi Kiva Eger is quoted, I think, in the Pesach Tshuva here, Yeah, Piskei Tshuva quotes Tshuvas Rabbi Kiva Eger, who says that if you have a mezuzah cloth without a mezuzah tick, if you don't have a proper mezuzah case, you should not touch the mezuzah with your hands. And in general, we don't touch Kisvei HaKodesh with our hands. He points out the tefillin we do, but that's because that's the normal way to put on tefillin. But normally, if you want to touch the mezuzah and say that pasuk, you should take your sleeve and cover over your fingers with your sleeve so you can touch the mezuzah. Okay, that is one nekuda in terms of where this business of kissing the mezuzah comes from. Nobody mentions any kissing over there, but there is an inyan to put your hand on the mezuzah and to say this pasuk. That is stage number one. Now, there's also a comment of the Ramah in Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah and Orach Chaim where he says that there's a minhag to take the children to kiss the Torah, to be miragel them in chavivas haTorah, teach them to love the Torah. Okay, but that's not really what we're talking about over here. This is not about chavivas of Kisvei HaKodesh. This is about the shmira that Hashem gives us when we leave our homes. Hashem yishmor tzeis chavo yachem etav adolam. So you don't find this idea of kissing it until some of the later achronim. If you look in the Birkei Yosef on that. Sif in Shulchan Aruch, he quotes from the Arizal. So it's in Sifkat and Dalid in the Birkei Yosef on that Ramah. He says, Vahariza tzal, kosav yaniach etzpo anikra ama al shakai v'yinashkeu. What should you do? You should take your middle finger and you should put it on the shin for shakai, where they have on the outside of the mezuzah cloth, and you should kiss it. V'yispalel Hashem, sheishmerenu b'shem shakai v'chilufo ba'osios hamu'ucharos Tough cafe, shiatzilenu mietzer hara. So he says this is a shmira from the Yetzer Hara. So it's not just stam a shmira that Hashem should make sure you return home safely from not being harmed by people on the outside or anything bad on the outside. It's about that your neshama shouldn't be harmed, that you shouldn't get in trouble with the Yetzer Hara. So that type of shmira has to do with the shemos. And again, standard Arizal stuff, looking at things from a very deep level. And understanding that it's not just a shmiras haguf, it's a shmiras haneshama, and specifically the name Shakai is relevant to that. I still don't know what the kissing has to do with it, but nevertheless, you're supposed to use your middle finger, touch the mezuzah, and specifically touch the mezuzah where the shin is, and you're supposed to kiss the middle finger that you just used to touch the mezuzah. Okay, so that's the source. Now, if you look, I think somebody pointed this out to me today, that maybe the popularity of kissing the mezuzah because it's mentioned in Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. You look in Simen Yud Aleph in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Siv Chav Dalid, so it says Lefi Shem Mezuzah Hulas Kiro Yichud Shmo Yisbarach Lachin Kishiyotin Pesach Beso Lachin Kishenichnas Yinashikosa. Says because the mezuzah is supposed to remind us of the oneness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, we should kiss it. Right, this is from Rabbi Kiva Eger. Don't put your hand on the mezuzah itself, the cloth. Al Hashem. There should be some glass blocking the name. So he quotes Hashem Yishmor Tzei Tzivoi Me'atav Olam. So he quotes Hashem Shomrai, Hashem Tzili Al Yad Yemini. I don't know if I said that right, but basically, it's the same pasuk that Hashem should guard me till I come back. So here he gives the reason, not necessarily based on fancy Kabbalah, but he says that it's just because you're supposed to think of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and it's supposed to remind you of the oneness that Hashem runs everything, and therefore when you go out of the house, you should kiss the mezuzah. And when you come back, you should kiss the mezuzah. And then he throws in the other issue of the shmirah. So he sort of splits the two from the kissing of the mezuzah just in terms of, that seems more along the lines of kissing a sefer Torah and things like that, to be ma'orer love for a Kodesh Baruch Hu and his holy things. So as opposed to that, Rizal seems to be saying that it's based on specifically connecting to certain shemos, which will save you from Yetzirah. Either way, you see that it is a minig that is, if it's certainly not a chiyuv, certainly not if you're not kissing the mezuzah, you don't have to get upset at somebody for not kissing the mezuzah. But it definitely has its roots in the classical poskim, and at the very least, even if you don't want to kiss the mezuzah, you should certainly touch the mezuzah on your way out. Nios tov al yikrei ra, that you could touch it with your middle finger. And specifically where the shin is, that seems to be the best way to do it.